Before we read, let me just say that in English and in Chinese, there are three words that can change the entire course of someone's life.
在我们还没有开始这一堂信息之前，让我告诉你们，在英文或者在中文有三个字能够完全的改变一个人的生命。
When a young lady hears these words, the entire future of her life might be changed.
当一个年轻的女子听见这些字，她的将来就会完全被改变。
In a marriage, this is what can deepen a relationship like no other words can.
在婚姻里，这几个字也能够让我们的彼此之间的感情更加的深。
Now you know the three words, so say them with me. They go like this.
你知道这三个字。
I love you.
这三个字就是我爱你。
I love you. When you hear those words, they change everything, and they change feelings we have one toward another, don't they?
这些字会完全的改变我们彼此之间的关系还有感情。
Now I'm going to ask you to fill in the next part of a sentence because we hear this also in a marriage or in a relationship.
我也要请你们大家继续讲下去，因为我们常常也会听见这几个字。会影响我们的关系与婚姻。
Now, these are the words. Don't tell me you love me.
这一些字就是，你不要告诉我你爱我。
Don't tell me you love me. Show me. All right.
别告诉我你爱我。
So you've heard it too, right? Okay.
显现给我看。
Yeah. See, in real love, in other words, love shows itself.It's more than just an expression, isn't it?
真爱不只是在字里讲出来，是要从行动表现出来。
One of the things that I noticed in Scripture is we numerous times have the expression from the Lord that God so loved, God loved the world in this way, etc. And we read, God loves us. It was just spoken of that here a few minutes ago.
我们常常从圣经里面看见神爱我们，神爱我们这几个字不断的出现，我们刚才也提过了。
And then we'll put words up on a screen that in a song that say, Lord, I love you.
我们也有歌唱出来讲说主我爱你。
And in our prayers we'll talk about how we love the Lord.
在我们的祷告当中，我们也告诉神我们如何的爱他。
And sometimes I'm wondering if Jesus doesn't say back to us or God the Father say to us what? Show me.
有些时候我会幻想神或者是父神或者耶稣会不会告诉我你显给我看。
Now you and I know that no matter what we do to show the Lord we love him, we do not earn our salvation.
我们必须要知道无论我们做什么来让神看见我们爱他，我们是不能够赚取我们的救恩。
But when you think about the grace of God that has been lavished out on us,
不过当你想到神如何奢华地将他的恩典赐给我们，
that ought to motivate you and me to love the Lord and show it.
这应该激发我们爱主而且显出来。
And that means more than sharing the faith with others. It means in our own lives we do things personally out of love for the Lord.
这不只是意味着我们必须传福音，而且也是在我们自己生命里，我们必须要表现出我们如何爱主。
So with the idea or the lesson that if we love the Lord, show it, love in action.
所以这里就是我们应该学习的功课，我们如果爱主，就要有爱的行动。
There's probably no better illustration of this than in Mark 14, verses 1 to 9.
比起马可福音第十四章一到九节，可能没有更好的表现了。
And in the next few minutes, I want you to observe with me three lessons that you and I can take with us from this episode that will cause us to demonstrate our love for the Lord.
接下来的时间，我希望大家能够与我一同看见，在这里有三个功课我们可以学习的。通过这三个功课，我们就能够表现我们如何爱主。
Now, if you're taking notes, you'll be able to follow along in an outline here. Write down these lessons and put them, let's live them out then in our lives from hereafter, okay?
如果你有做笔记的话，等一下你就可以从荧幕上抄下。不过你必须要学习这些功课，然后在生命里活出来。
Now, as we look in this, I want you to notice the very first lesson that emerges is this.
让我们来看第一个功课，这个就是。
There are times when your love will appear excessive or extravagant.
有时你的爱看起来是非常过度或者非常奢华的。
Now that's found in verses 3 through 5, but I want to read the background beginning in verse 1. So let's look at this passage of Scripture, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 5.
这个就会在第三到第五节看见，不过我会从第一节读到第五节。
All right. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people. And while he was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And she broke the flask and poured it over his head. But there were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they scolded her.
马可福音十四章第一节，过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士想法子怎么用诡计捉拿耶稣，杀他，只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶之贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。
Now I'm going to take us, keep your finger here because we're coming back to this passage, but let's go to John 12.
我们待会儿就会回到这一章经文，不过现在我们要去到约翰福音十二章。
Okay, John 12, now beginning in verse 1. I'll just read this one time and we'll stay in Mark. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at a table. Mary, therefore, took a pound of very expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples who was about to betray him, said, why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
我们只读约翰福音十二章一到五节一次，然后就回到马可福音。约翰福音十二章，逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。马大吃后，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？
Now let me give you the background or the setting before we look into this first point.
所以让我们首先看这一件事的背景。
You read in the passage that we're 6 days before the Passover. This means we are in the last few days before Jesus is going to be tried and crucified.
这里是逾越节前六日，也就是再过几天后，耶稣就会受审，而且会被钉十字架。
Both passages refer to the fact that we are in the last week.
两段经文都告诉我们，这个是最后一个星期。
Now that's important to note.
这个非常重要。
Okay. Now there's something else to note, and that is you see that this is being hosted in a house.By a man whose name is Simon, who had been a leper.
还有事情发生在这一个大麻风病长大麻风病的西门家里头。
Now Lazarus, as you can see, Lazarus is also here along with his sisters Mary and Martha. They are patrons, or they help support the financially support the ministry of Jesus.
我们也发现拉撒路与他的两个姐姐马大还有玛利亚同在。 他们其实是在经济上支持耶稣基督的这一个事工。
So in the house of Simon, Martha, Mary are hosting or putting on the meal with Simon's family.
所以在西门家中，这里马大与玛利亚在伺候众人，有一个用在用餐。
So in addition to these men and these ladies, there are others there, including the 12 apostles and probably other guests.
除了这几个人之外，十二使徒还有很有可能有其他的客人也同在。
Now the men, as they are in that room, will lay on the floor, on rugs, or they're not sitting around the table.
这些人在家里头其实是躺卧在地上，而不是坐在这一个桌子。Okay,
now I gotta make do, but they would lay on a divan.
他们会这样躺卧。And
so they would lay sideways like this.
然后他们会向旁边这样的躺卧。You
get the picture?
你们想象得到吗？
And I'm sure it's more comfortable than laying sideways on three plastic chairs.
我相信当时肯定比躺卧在三张胶凳子上更加的舒适。
Now imagine the discussion that takes place of appreciation.
你们可以想象当时他们正在谈如何彼此感激。
What would happen, what did happen to someone who had leprosy?
这里有一个人成长大麻风，他发生什么事了？
What happened?
发生什么事了?
They are banished.
他们被赶离社会。
They live in leper colonies.
因为他们要住在郊外。
For all intents and purposes to their families, they are as now as good as what? Dead.
对他们的家人来说，当他们被赶离这个家园的时候，对家人来说就如同死去。But
Simon is back home because he's been healed by Christ.
不过西门现在回家了，因为耶稣医治他。Now,
if the Lord's done something like that in your life, you would be greatly appreciative to be back with your family, correct?
如果主在你的生命当中为你行了这样的神迹，你能够回到家中与家人同聚，你肯定是非常感恩。And
I'm sure he's talking and praising the Lord for that.
我很肯定他这个时候正在描述，而且在向耶稣感恩。Oh
yeah, but I got one better than that.
不过还有一个更好的。The
obvious, John chapter 12 follows John chapter 11, correct?
约翰福音十二章很明显的是在十一章之后。What
happened in John chapter 11?
约翰福音十一章发生什么事了？Jesus
raised Lazarus from the dead.
耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活。So
imagine this discussion.
你可以想象这个时候在谈什么吗？
Simon is talking about how the Lord healed him.
西门在谈主如何医治他。
And Lazarus goes, you think that's good? I was dead 4 days.
拉撒路会说，你以为你这样很了不起吗？我死了四天。
I mean, you can imagine all you want to on this, but think about the excitement, enthusiasm of that discussion.
无论如何，你必须要想象当时他们在谈的时候是多么的刺激。
Okay, now, that's the setting, but when they're eating a meal like this,
这个是背景，不过当他们在用餐的时候，the
men will be sitting around discussing and eating. The ladies, meanwhile, are not in that discussion. They're over here preparing a meal.
那些男士们会在那里用餐，不过女士们却会在一旁在预备。And
then what happens as you look at this passage of Scripture and you see that, comes walking in, now what happens as we read in this passage of Scripture and you start to begin to read, what happens in this room comes Mary walking in now, and she's going to be carrying something in her hands. Instead of the food, she's going to be bringing something in, which takes us to our first point. There are times when your love will appear excessive.
所以这个时候，当我们看见这个背景的时候，我们就记得在读经文，我们看见有一个妇人进来了。这个妇人就是玛利亚，她手上不是拿着食物，她所带进来手上拿着另外一件物品。这个就让我们看见的第一点，就是有些时候我们的爱会显得非常过火或者奢华。
So let's notice excessive love by looking at the devotion of Mary, first of all.
我们在这里看见了过火的爱，这个就从玛利亚的忠诚那里看得见。
It says here that she comes in with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, and it says they're very costly, and she breaks the flask and pours it over his head.
经文告诉我们，这个女人就是玛利亚，拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Now, in John's Gospel, and in here we will read later that this nard in this vase is a Roman pound.
在约翰福音那里，而且在这个马可福音，我们都会看见这一个这个玉瓶子里面有一斤的这个拿达香。
Now I want you to notice two things about what she's bringing in here. First of all, it's described as nard, or in the Greek, nardos.
所以我们要在这里注意两点。首先，这里讲的这个拿达是在这个希腊文里面所谓的 nardos。
This is the oil from which perfume will be made.
这一个是香水，就是从这一个膏那里提炼出来的。
Nard does not come from Israel or the near surrounding countries.
拿达在这个以色列还有周围的国家都找不着。
Nard, this plant, is grown in northern India all the way to the southern Himalayas in the area of Nepal.
拿达是在印度的北部，直到这个喜马拉雅那里的所种的一个植物。
The historian Pliny tells us that a leaf of that nard and some of the stems will cost as much as what you and I would say $75.
有一个历史学家告诉我们，这一个植物的一片叶子或者是一小根枝子，就是我们今天呢算起来有75块钱。
She is carrying in an inside of a sealed alabaster flask, 1 pound of this nard oil.
所以他带进来的是一玉瓶，这个封住的有一斤的这个拿达膏。
It's about 11.5 ounces, or 327 grams.
它大约327克。
Okay, so it's about this much.
可能就很像这一瓶水那么多。
And it's sealed.
而且是封住口的。
Now, she's going to break the top so it can never be recovered.
她要将这个瓶子的头给打破，所以是不可以拿回来的。
And she will take it and she will pour it over his head.
她会倒在耶稣的头上。
Now it's not water, it's oil.
这个不是水，是油。
And it'll run down his head, his hair, his garments.
他会从头上流下，流到他的衣物。
Okay, and so that none is wasted, she gets down on her knees.
她不愿任何浪费任何的这个香膏，她就会跪下来。
She unhooks her hair, and you gotta use your imagination here.
你必须要想象。
他
会用他的头发，不过你必须要想象，他用他的头发来抹耶稣的脚。
None is wasted.
没有任何一滴浪费了。
Now, in and of itself, that's quite an act of love, isn't it?
在这个行动当中，我们就已经能够看出他的爱心了。
Now, for my wife, I buy perfume.
我会买。
On her birthday or anniversaries.
在我妻子生日或者在我们的这个周年日的时候，我会买香水送给我的妻子。
She likes Estee Lauder, so I will go into a department store and I buy Estee Lauder perfume.
她喜欢这个牌子叫做 Estee Lauder, 所以我就会买这个牌子的香水给她。
And normally because I want to be magnanimous,
我要显得宽宏大量。
Yeah, I'll buy one of those bottles about that big.
我就会买一个瓶子这么大瓶的。
And the person behind the counter will say, well, that will be $90.
然后收账的在收银处他就会跟我讲这个$90。
To which I respond,
我就会说
what?
Okay, 什么？ Yeah.
Mary brings this flask in that is worth 300 denarii.
玛利亚带进来的是那么大瓶，而且是值$30+。
A denarius is worth, according to Matthew 20, verse 2, one denarius is one day's wage.
在马太福音告诉我们这一个算法，当时是由一天的这个工资来算。
We are talking the annual wage of the middle class worker. We are looking at a bottle of ointment, perfume, oil that is worth about $100,000 in our economy.
这里讲的三十多两银子，当时来计算是300天的这个工资，也就是如同我们今天一个中等阶级所赚取一年的工资，大约有$10,000，今天的来算。
Now this is not a parable, this is an actual account.
这个不是一个比喻，这个是一个真实的事件。
She will pour it out. Normally it's only used for royalty.
所以她就将这个香膏倒出来，通常是王族才用的香膏。
The devotion of Mary in a sense was her entire future inheritance.
对于玛利亚来说，她的忠诚带领她将她所有的这个储蓄都拿了出来。
This is her life's savings.
这个是她一生的储蓄。
Do you know what the tragedy of all of this is?
你知道这里的悲剧是什么吗？
When you compare the devotion of Mary to the reaction of others,
当你做个比较，用玛利亚的忠诚还有其他人的反应来做个比较的时候，
She gives Jesus everything of earthly value.
她将属世所值的一切都交给了耶稣。
And it's the disciples, started by Judas, who say, why was this wasted?
使徒就在这个加略人犹大的带领下开始的质问他，为什么这么浪费？
They dismiss her actions as an entire waste.
他们把他的玛利亚的这个行动当成是一种浪费。
Think about that.
你想想。
These are the apostles.
这些是使徒。
And they're viewing her action as a what?
他们把他的行动看为什么？
A waste.
浪费。
So it doesn't have to come from people who don't know Christ. It can come from those who even know him.
所以这一种反应不一定会来自那些不认识耶稣的人，很可能是来自那些自称认识耶稣的人。
There are people who are going to look at what you and I do and give for the Lord.
有些人会观看你与我为主所做的一切。
They're going to look at you spending an entire morning on a Sunday.
他会看你整个星期天的早上来到教会。
And then spending a few more hours in the afternoon.
然后今天下午还会再过几个小时在这里。
As a what?
他们会想设这个是什么呢？
A waste.
浪费。
When you give your offering to the Lord.
当你奉献给主的时候。
They're going to look at that as a.
他们会看这为。
Yeah, waste. Some young man, lady, who could have gone on to law school, medical school, business world, instead chooses the ministry.
有一些年轻的男女可能可以读律师，或者读这个医科，或者成为这个商人，不过他们却委身于侍奉神。
Instead of making money or spending your time serving the Lord, and they will consider it what a waste.
如果你不赚钱而花时间侍奉神，他们会觉得这个是什么？浪费。
It seems that in the world in which we live, function always gets more attention than devotion.
在我们这个世界里面，你的功用比你的诚心更加的受重用。
As a seminary president, I would take trips with students and others over on a Reformation tour study.
身为神学院的主席，我会带领学生去这些游这个圣地的时候，而且是在读书的。
And we would see these huge cathedrals in France.
我们会在
Italy,
法国或者是在意大利看见这些极大的这些教堂。
Some of those cathedrals had taken 100, 200 years to complete.
有一些大教堂需要花100到200年来建成。
It's tragic when you look at the front of those churches and you'll see statues made to saints.
在这些大教堂的门口，你会发现有许多的石像是按着这些圣人而建造的。
And then they would be covered in gold.
他们会用金来打造。
And some Roman Catholic was probably spending years doing that, thinking he was earning his salvation.
有一些罗马天主教徒可能花上好几年在打造这些石像的时候，以为他能够赚取到天国的这个道路。
So sad, isn't it?
非常的可悲，不是吗？
But you want to hear something sad as well?
你要听一些可悲的事吗？
I would hear students as they would stand there looking at those cathedrals going, what a waste.
我会听见一些学生看着这些大教堂的时候，他会说这么浪费。
And my rebuke always to them was this.
我会常常斥责他们。
If an unbeliever can do this, what they think is doing it for the Lord.
这里是一个非信徒，他以为是为主而做，可是他却这么做。
What are we doing?
我们在做什么呢？
What of our life are we showing the Lord? Not to earn salvation, but to simply say to the Lord, I am yours at any cost.
在我们的生命里，我们为主做了什么呢？不是为着我们的救恩而做，而是因为主为我们做了，我们现在为了感激他，说我不付任何代价，还是会为你做。
But I think one of the things that this lesson demonstrates for us,
我相信这个功课让我们看见非常重要的一件事，
is that if when you pour out, when you do, when you give, when you sacrifice for the Lord, there are going to be people that will shake their head and say, what a waste.
当你将自己倾倒出来，当你侍奉神为神给做牺牲的时候，会有人在一旁摇头的说你这么浪费。
Now let me move on to the second lesson and we'll do the next two very quickly. We said that there are times when your love will appear excessive or extravagant.
让我们很快的就来到第二个功课，我们刚才提到有些时候你的爱会显得非常过火。
In the next three verses, I want you to notice that not only that, but there are times when excessive love is appropriate.
在后来的三节，我要你们看见有些时候，这个当你的爱是过火的时候，却是恰当的。
Now listen as we read. But Jesus said, verse 6, Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial.
耶稣说，第六节，由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的。他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
Notice with me first in these first two verses here, 6 and 7, the justification by Jesus.
首先，我们从第六还有第七节看见主耶稣的辩解。
As he responds, "Leave her alone. Why trouble you her?" We would simply say he's telling them, "Shut up."
耶稣说由他吧，为什么难为他呢？我们会可以理解耶稣其实在跟他们讲闭嘴吧。
Actually, he's simply rebuking them.
其实他在斥责他们。
By saying her actions are appropriate.
耶稣是说他的行动是恰当的。
She has done a beautiful thing. The Greek translates that she has done a good thing.
她在我身上做的是一件美事或者是一件好事。
See, there's a couple of ways in the Greek language you could say, this is good, this is beautiful.
在希腊文里有好几个词是让我们看见这个是好的，这个是美的。
There's the Greek expression agathos.
在希腊文里有这一个字 agathos.
And it means good in the sense that that's okay, this is good, but that's better as a comparison.
这一个用法是用在这个好，这个更好，那个是极好，是一种比较性的用法。
And the Lord could have done that, saying, what are you guys doing?
耶稣可以用这个字来做比较，你们却在做什么呢？
But he didn't say that to them.
不过他没有这么说。
Instead, he used the Greek word kalos.
耶稣用的字是这个希腊文 kalos.
And it has the idea of beautiful.
这个字是荣美的意思。
Having intrinsic value.
自己里头是有价值的。
The idea is, I love this.
也就是说耶稣所表达的是我喜爱这个。
Meaning, these are the things that the Lord notices and values.
也就是耶稣他看见了而且他觉得很有价值。
He's not making comparisons.
他不是在比较。
He knows that she's giving everything.
他知道他已经完全献上一切。
Now I want you to notice secondly the motivation of Mary. Jesus says, here's why she did it.
然后第二，我们要看见玛利亚的动机，这个就是耶稣告诉我们的。
It says in Mark 14:8, she has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial.
第八节，她所做的是尽她所能的，她是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
In John's Gospel, it says this, Leave her alone, she has intended this for the day of my burial.
在约翰福音，耶稣说，由她吧，她是为我安葬之日存留的。
Hey, before we go any further, let me stop right here.
在我们还没有再进讲多一点之前，我在这里要暂停一下。
Do you get what's going on?
你发现这里在发生什么事吗？
Jesus has been talking about dying.
耶稣不断地在讲他会死。
And when he brings that up, what do the apostles do?
当他如此提的时候，使徒说什么呢？
They say what? Not so, Lord.
他们说不会的主。
They don't believe it.
他们不相信。
There was one person that believed that Jesus was going to die soon.
这里有一个人相信耶稣即将要死。
It was no man.
他不是男人,
it was a lady.
是个女人。
This is the last good act of love done to the Lord before he dies.
这一个是耶稣基督主在还未死之前人对他所做的最后一件好事。
It was done by a lady who's been taking everything into her mind, putting it all together and realizing he's going to die.
这里所做这一切的是一个女人，她完全的听了耶稣所说的一切，他也完全的明白了耶稣即将要死。
And something that is normally kept to anoint a king after he dies, the nard, she pours out now, when he's still alive, so she can say, I don't want to just say I love you, I want to what? Show it.
这一个拿达香膏浇通常是用来浇灌在一个死去的国王的身上的，不过在这里玛利亚就拿来了浇了在耶稣的头上，因为他要让耶稣看见，我不只是说我爱你，我要显给你看。
How many of you buy perfume for a wife or your lady, or you buy it as a lady? How many of you go in a store and buy perfumes?
你们有人进过这个去购物买香水，无论是为妻子而买，或者是女士们为自己而买，你们有谁买过香水呢？
What's wrong with the rest of you?
你们剩下的到底搞什么事了？
Okay, let me tell you how I buy perfume.
让我告诉你我是如何买香水的。
I go into that counter, there are many counters of perfume.
当我进去的时候, 柜台上有许许多多的香水。
Now I said I look for Estee Lauder.
我说我找这个牌子, Estee Lauder.
And I'm looking for either Spellbound or Beautiful or White Linen.
我所找的是, 它的这个名字是美丽, 或者是, 细麻布, 等等的, 这些名字, 名称。
The fact that I know those, you're supposed to be impressed, all right?
我认识这些香水的名字, 你们应该觉得是很, 稀奇的嘛。
But here's what I do.
不过我会这样做。
So I take that bottle, that display bottle, and I usually go like this. Okay?
我会拿起一瓶这个香水, 然后朝我的这个袖子喷两下。
Then I'll try another one. Okay?
然后我又会再试另外一瓶, 又再喷两下。
I'm doing about four of those.
然后试了四五瓶。
And then the clerk comes by.
这个推销员就会来。
Invariably, she takes the bottle out of my hand.
她就会从我手里拿掉那一瓶香水。
And asks, what are you doing?
会问我你在干嘛。
I'm trying to sample them.
我在试。
She goes, that's why we have these little strips of paper.
我就会告诉,
you spray them.
他们就会跟我讲说, 所以我们有这些小纸条让你喷在上面。
So now I smell like a perfume store.
Okay.所以现在我闻起来就好像香水店一样。
Now I need to go home.
现在我要回家了。Okay.
And I'm going to walk in the house and surprise my wife.
我要进入,
not let her know that I bought perfume.
我要进入屋子里, 想要给我太太一个惊喜, 不让她知道我买了香水。
By the way, here's my secret.
这个是我的秘密。
Usually stop in my auto garage. Okay, take a little gasoline and then rub it where the perfume was.
我会停在油站那里拿一些油, 然后抹在我的手上, 这样就没有这个味道了。
It masks the odor.
它会将这个味道盖过。
And when you walk in the house, your wife is going to say to you,
当你走进那个屋子里, 你的妻子就会说,
you've been out buying perfume, right? So, yeah.
你出门买香水吗?
Okay, now listen. Mary takes not perfume, but the oil of perfume, which is much more pungent.
你听好了, 玛利亚所用的不是香水, 而是香膏, 这一个比香水的味道重的更多。
And it smells much more beautiful.
而且闻起来更加的美妙。
And she will pour that over Jesus' head, and hair, and beard.
倒在耶稣的头上就会从耶稣的, 这个头发, 还有他的胡须那里流下来。
And it'll run into his outer garment.
会流到他的外衣。
It'll soak his inner garment.
也会流到内衣。
Days after I put that perfume on my hands, more than I should, I still smell it.
当我把这一个 香水喷在手上的时候, 好几天后, 我还闻到。
Over the next 4 or 5 days, he will be in the upper room, and then he will be tried, and he will be put on trial, and he will be beaten.
过去, 后来的几天, 耶稣, 首先会与门徒一同, 然后他会被, 他会受审, 他会被打。
Her act of love actually was a fulfillment of prophecy.
玛利亚这个爱的行动其实是要成就应许,
because those,
预言, 对不起。
And you think about it. You want to smell like a lady? We'll make you look like one.
你要想一想, 你想要闻起来像一个女人, 还是看起来像一个女人呢?
So they would pluck out his beard.
所以这些罗马士兵会拔耶稣的胡须。
Four Roman soldiers when he's hanging on a cross.
有, 当耶稣挂在十字架上, 会有四个罗马士兵,
are going to take his garment that's soaked in nard.
他们会脱去这一个沾满了香膏的衣服。
It's worth about $100,000 now in perfume.
这个衣服现在价值10万块钱, 因为有这个香膏在上面。
And they're going to do something. They're going to divide it into four parts.
他们会将这个衣服分为四份。
Look at Psalm 22, verse 18. Don't turn there, but jot it down.
我们看诗篇22篇第18节，你不用翻，不过可以写下来。
And compare that with John 19:20-23.
诗篇22章18节，你可以与约翰福音19章20-23节做比较。
Or compare it to Mark 15:24.
或者与马可福音15章24节做比较。
Have you ever asked yourself why those soldiers would divide his garments? What do they want with a Jewish garment?
你们有曾问过为什么这些士兵要这个犹太人的衣服呢？
Not even a whole garment, just a part of it.
而且也不是整件，只是一部分。
Take that back to your wife and you have the best cedar closet imaginable.
当你把这一部分的衣裳拿回去送给妻子的时候，你想象这个礼物是何等的珍贵呢？
The fact is though that what she did was her ultimate gift to the Lord.
这一个女人所做的是她给她的主最大的礼物。
And it was fully appropriate.
而且是非常恰当的。
And I close with this. There are times when your love may appear excessive. There are times when excessive or extravagant is appropriate. There are times, number three, when appropriate is unexplainable.
所以在总结，我就来到了第三个功课。第一个功课就是，有时你的爱是过火的；第二是，有时过火的爱是恰当的；第三个功课，有时这个过火却恰当，也是不可解释的。
I want you to notice, as they're making those comments, she is completely unafraid of their comments, their opinions.
当使徒在一旁斥责他的时候，玛利亚完全不害怕。
Let me read verse 9. And truly I say to you, whenever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her.
第九节，我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
I want you to notice two thoughts.
我要你看见了两个事情。
Observe from this verse, first of all, the response of Mary to criticism.
首先，从这一节我们要看见玛利亚对批评的反应。
What do you see Mary says in that verse?
这里玛利亚说什么呢？
Nothing.
什么都没说。
She never said a word.How could she begin to explain her actions?
她怎么向他们解释呢？
And why should she? They wouldn't understand. This was her expression of love.
她也没有必要向他们解释，因为他们是不可能理解的。这个是她的表现她的爱的动作。
Knowing the reality of what she should do, she was motivated in her heart to do it.
她知道她所做的是真实的，她在心里面也受到感动而去做。
As you hear the word preached here, and the Spirit of God takes His word and convicts you and me of actions we ought to be doing for our Lord.
当你在这里听到神的话，在被传讲神的话在你的心里动工的时候，激发你，还有我为主要做什么呢？
Actions that are in accord with the fulfilling of Scripture for you and me.
我们的行动当然也必须要根据圣经里面所讲的
commands and suggestions by the Lord on us serving and living for Him, loving Him.
耶稣命令我们，而且呼吁我们要在行动上表现对他的爱。
That takes us to our second lesson then for us from Mary.
这个就带我们来到从玛利亚身上能够学习的第二个功课。
And there's the lesson. If you always have to explain rationally all your actions for the Lord, it may not be extravagant enough.
如果你能够从理性上来解释你为主所做的一切，这代表着不够过火。
If you're always asking, what's it going to cost? What do I have left?
如果你常常的还在计较这个代价是多少，我会有多少剩下呢？
How much time is this going to take? What inconvenience is it going to be to me?
这个会花上我多少时间呢? 会让我不方便吗?
It's not extravagant.
这样的话就不够过火。
May not be driven by a heart of devotion for the Lord.
也就是说, 你的动机可能不是因为诚心向神。
You know, the Lord notices.
神会知道。
He notices our love.
他知道我们的爱。
He notices our motivations.
他知道我们的动机。
He'll ask Peter, a man, one of those closest to him, Peter, do you love me?
他会问彼得，一个男人，其中一个亲近耶稣的人，耶稣会问他，彼得，你爱我吗？
He'll ask him three times.
他会问彼得三次。
Because only a few days after what Mary did, Peter's going to deny him three times.
因为玛利亚所做的这件事过后几天，彼得就会三次不认主。
Because it was costing Peter some embarrassment, it could have maybe cost him his life.
因为他让彼得感到尴尬，而且他可能会丧命。
But in the moment, Peter just faded away.
不过在那一刻，彼得他好像烟消云散一样。
Only to have the Lord later say to him, Peter, do you love me?
后来主竟然会问他，彼得，你爱我吗？
It can happen to whole churches.
它可能会发生在整个教会上。
About 50, 60 years after this,
这里过后的五六十年,
Jesus will speak to the church at Ephesus.
耶稣会对以弗所的教会说,
In Revelation 2, 1 to 6,
在启示录2章1到6节,
I know your works. I know that you face trials. I know that you discern and have good doctrine. And I know you love each other.
耶稣会对这个以弗所教会说，我知道你的行为，我知道你的忍耐，我知道你试验那一些称为使徒的。
But he says to them, but you're doing all that, and yet you can still have left your first love.
耶稣对以弗所的教会说，你能够再做这一切，不过你却忘了你的爱。
Let's not that ever be said of us.
希望这样的说法从来不会用在我们身上。Amen.
If we love the Lord, let's show it.
如果你爱主的话，就表现出来。So
go out and break a vase for the Lord.
你就出去打破玉瓶的香膏吧。Pray
with me, please.
与我一同祷告。Father,
thank you for the example of a lady who gave her most valuable possession out of love to the Lord. I pray, Lord, that that could be said of us, whether it's our time, whether it's praying that our children grow up to serve you and we give them to you, or whether it's just day in and day out at home, at work, and even at our local church here. That we're willing to expend and be expended for you. That's our prayer, because we love you. We want to show it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.